Sunday Night Science. As I'm sure you know, Indigenous Australians have been here in Australia for 60,000 years or more, and rock art forms some of the most important evidence we have as a snapshot into the lives of Aboriginal people long before Western contact. In some exciting news this week, scientists in partnership with traditional owners in the Kimberley region in northwest Western Australia have used a peculiar dating technique to pin down the approximate age of some of these stunning rock paintings. They date back over 17,000 years, making them the oldest known examples of rock art in Australia. Could there be even older rock paintings? And what does this mean for our knowledge of the first Australians? Joining us tonight is Dr. Damien Finch, a geochronologist at the University of Melbourne. He was the lead researcher on this project that was published in Nature Human Behaviour this week. Hi, Damien. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Suzanne.
We also have Joe Milton with us, Dr. Joe Milton from the Science Media Centre, who is bringing us this story tonight. Hi, Joe. Welcome.
Hi, Suzanne.
We'll also be hearing later from a traditional owner in this conversation from an interview done with the ABC in Broome. We did make contact with traditional owners to get them on Nightlife. We weren't able to make that happen, but we will hear some of their input a bit later. All right, Joe, tell us what you're bringing us here. Scientists have been studying 8 rock art sites in the Kimberley region of Western Australia.
That's right, Suzanne, and they found the oldest surviving rock painting that we know of. So it's still in really great condition. It's in situ there in the cave, and it couldn't be more Australian because it's a kangaroo. And this painting's about 2 metres tall, and it's in a cave in the Kimberleys in WA. And Damien and his team have attempted to figure out how old these paintings are, and they've come up with a figure of around 17,300 years old. So it would have been a very different Australia at the time, that's for sure.
Yeah. So, Joe, just how significant is this discovery and this, I guess, confirmation of the age of this painting?
Well, it's pretty exciting because what the team has been able to do is really get a pretty accurate date on these paintings, which has been very hard to do before. A lot of the time when we've been estimating the age of rock paintings in the past, it's been based on sort of anthropological assumptions and things like that, rather than cold hard science, if you like. So this has really allowed us to get a much more accurate idea of when various rock art paintings around the country were originally created.
Damien, to you, just tell us firstly where they are and what the landscape is like in the region where you've been looking at these rock paintings.
Most of the ones we're reporting on in this latest work, Suzanne, were from the Drysdale River National Park, which would have to be one of the few national parks in Australia not to have any public roads going into it. So it is very remote. So it's up the north, sort of eastern part of the Kimberley, and the closest community is the community in Kalumburu, which is on the coast, but right up the very north of Western Australia.
And why was it that you were targeting this particular area in your research?
My passion is Kimberley rock art, and so it was always going to be the Kimberley. The reason why I became involved was because there was an agreement struck, some funding from the Australian Research Council and from Rock Art Australia, the philanthropic organisation, and they put forward a project in 2014 to date Kimberley rock art, and that was the project I joined. And the agreement that we struck with the Ballingra Aboriginal Corporation allowed us to work on their country. So all this work is on Ballingra country, which is the northeastern part of the Kimberley.
So before we get back to that particular area, I'm quite interested in how much other rock art around Australia might have been dated.
There's not much at all that's, say, older than 10,000 years. In geological periods, we talk about the Pleistocene, and Pleistocene's anything older than 11,700 years and younger than a couple of million. So for Australia, that's been the challenge, has been to date anything that was older than about 11,700. And there's really only a handful of dates.
Right. Okay. So we do know of some that are younger than that, but as you'll explain to us shortly, it's actually very hard to date any that are older than that. So just take us through the particular area. I mean, you've told us it's the Drysdale River National Park. Is this painting of the kangaroo alone? Are there other paintings? Is it in a cave? Just describe sort of more intimately where this painting is.
The Drysdale River has got a huge catchment area, and it runs sort of, you know, from the south to the north, more or less, again, through the top part of the Kimberley. And it's got a huge catchment area, so it's got permanent water in it, and that's a unique thing, permanent water. And that means, I think, the people have found it a good place to be for very many millennia. So when you're going along the Drysdale River, there's escarpments up on either side, this really ancient sandstone, and the river's cut its way through this sandstone. And you scramble up the escarpments, and there's rocky overhangs. There really are more overhangs than caves, as we'd understand them to be. And that's where the artists have been choosing to paint for a long, long time. And there's thousands upon thousands upon thousands of rock art sites up there. It's quite amazing.
And what was being used as paint at these rock art sites?
The old sites, the old art is that we can see today is a hematite, usually an iron oxide, an ochre. So it's usually one of the iron oxide minerals like hematite, goethite, or jarosite, and depending on the colour. So there's a sort of a mulberry colour that's there's been some research by Jill Huntley to say that that's the mineral jarosite, and that's a sort of a deep purple colour, whereas the hematites are sort of a reddy brown colour. So, but they're all, the thing that they've got in common is that they're the iron oxide.
We are talking to Dr. Damien Finch from the University of Melbourne, who is the lead researcher on this study, which has looked at the age of these rock art paintings in the Kimberley region. Dr. Joe Milton is also with us from the Science Media Centre. Now, Joe, the really interesting thing here is how the pieces of the puzzle were put together. What was being used to attach ages to these paintings?
Yeah, that's right. So it was a rather clever trick by the scientists, because it's not actually possible to attach a date to that painting material, those ochres and things that they used. And that's because they don't have any organic material in them. So what scientists need is something that's organic, something that's got carbon in it. And what these guys noticed was that there were all these wasps' nests around the paintings. And some of those wasps' nests had, in fact, been painted over, whereas others of them were built by the wasps on top of the paintings. So what the scientists were able to do was attach dates to these wasps' nests, and then we could safely say that the wasps' nests that are underneath the painting must be older than the painting itself, and the wasps' nests that were built on top of the paintings must be younger than the paintings themselves. So that allowed the scientists to create a sort of a window in time, if you like, when these paintings must have been created. So when they had a look at that, the oldest wasp nest was about 17,500 years old, and the younger wasp nests on top of the paintings were 17,100 years old. So that's what puts this painting in that window between 17,500 and 17,100 years old. And I would go to Damien. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about how exactly you attach a date. How do you figure out the age of a wasp's nest? And was it a difficult process?
I guess if it was easy, someone would have done it before now. You know, people have been trying, I think the first old date on Kimberley rock art was in 1997, a Nature paper. And Bert Roberts at the University of Wollongong dated a wasp nest using a different technique. and determined that the painting underneath it had to be older than about 15,000 years. So there's lots of debate as to whether the painting was really underneath and all that sort of thing. But Bert absolutely proved that the technique would work. His technique would work, and introduced the idea, I guess, of using things like wasp nests as a proxy. But when I got up there in 2015, when we started this project, there were so many wasp nests that are just tiny little stumps now because they wither away as the years go by. And there are very, very few ones that were big enough to use the technique that Bert Roberts used. So the technique that we use, radiocarbon dating, allows us to date the component of the mud that has got carbon in it. And that's mostly the thing that we target in particular is charcoal.
So I'm intrigued that the wasp nests have lasted for that long. Do they not get washed away and eroded over the years by the rain? Or how have they been able to stay more or less intact, or at least with materials that you can use to date them for thousands of years?
That's the intriguing thing, because there's this work of Bert Roberts. He at least established that nests were lasting for 20,000 years, but they become fossilised. That's the thing. So we know from some work that we did in the wet season, we went up to see wasps building nests. So we saw what wasps were putting into the nest, you know, the mud that they collect, these little balls of mud, and we took them back and analysed them and dated all the various components in them. So based on that analysis, we settled on charcoal. And the reason why the charcoal is preserved is because of this sort of fossilization process. The nest, when I remove it from the rock shelter wall, it's as hard as a rock. You know, you could hit it with a hammer and chisel, a very, very small chisel, like a dental chisel, that sort of couple of millimeters. But they are really solid, and that's how they preserve, and that's how the material inside them is preserved and not contaminated with more modern sources of carbon.
Damien, did you already know that there were plenty of wasps' nests in the region when you took on the project, or did you go up there and like, let there be wasps' nests, let there be wasps' nests, so that you knew you would have a technique, or was there, what would you have done if there'd been no wasps' nests?
I would have prayed if I thought it would help. I knew. My first trip to the Kimberley was a bushwalking trip in 2010, and so I became a bit intrigued by it, and so I studied lots of photos. And for people that are interested in just the art, the wasp nests are a real pain because they build them over the top and they obscure the art, you know. So they get in the way, sort of thing. So yes, I knew they were there. I didn't understand that so many of them weren't able to be dated by this other technique. So that was the thing that I discovered when we got up there. Yeah.
And so without wasps' nests, are there any other ideas that scientists have about how you might be able to date rock art that is this old?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, this in the team that I'm with, the Kimberley Rock Art Dating Team, which is led out of the University of Melbourne by my supervisor, Andy Gledow, he put a team of the top sort of geochronologists in Australia, including Bert Roberts. He's on our team using a different technique. So we're still looking for large wasp nests that we can date with that other technique. And then a colleague, Dr. Helen Green at the University of Melbourne, she's looking at mineral accretions that grow over the top of paintings sometimes, very rarely. And the mineral accretions, it's sort of like traditionally there's the way that they date the old paintings in Europe and closer than that in Indonesia is that they look at stalactites and stalagmites, well, generically what's called speleothems, that are either underneath the paintings or on top of the paintings, and they use a different technique altogether to date the uranium and the thorium, other elements that are in those stalactites, stalagmites. But we can't. We it's really difficult to make that work in the Kimberley because you get those sorts of things in limestone environments, and we just don't have limestone environments, so it's tough.
Mm. This is Nightlife on ABC Radio. My guests are Dr. Damien Finch from the University of Melbourne and also Dr. Joe Milton from the Science Media Centre. Joe, have you seen this kind of dating before as you've perused some of the research that comes through the Science Media Exchange?
Yeah, so this kind of radiocarbon dating is quite widely used to figure out the ages of anything that's organic matter. So it basically works by looking at the radiation that's being emitted by the carbon. And a very small proportion of carbon atoms will emit radiation. They do it in a clock-like way. So by looking at how much radiation is left coming out of that carbon, we can get an idea of the age of the carbon itself. And this has been just an incredible boon for scientists, really, in terms of being able to figure out how old things actually are and get a reasonably accurate date on it without having to take too many guesses.
So if the scientists, Joe, have dated these paintings to 17,300 years old, and we think that the first Australians arrived around 60,000 years ago, what does this tell us about the possibility of finding older surviving rock art around the country?
Well, I guess there's always hope that we will find some older paintings. And as you say there, you know, we know that Aboriginal Australians have been here a lot longer than 17,300 years old. But there might be one to ask Damien. Is there a kind of absolute limit on how long a rock painting can survive? And I wonder if, on a kind of related note, this painting that we're talking about, the kangaroo, is that exactly as it was when it was originally painted, or has it been sort of touched up as time's gone along?
This one looks to be intact. It really does. You can't. We see paintings that are touched up, especially the more recent ones, but there's no. When you see a line of paint, it's not one line and another line sort of mostly superimposed. It just looks like one stroke, one dash of paint. So it definitely doesn't look to be touched up. And if it was, then I guess it's still got to be constrained by those the ages of the nests over and under it. You know, so it could have been touched up, you know, 50 years later or 100 years later, we wouldn't know in that case. But we do know because the ages of the nests over the top and underneath are quite close together. So we really do know that it's very close to 17,300 years. Mm. But the conditions, I'd say, you know, this is, we've only just made this technique work. So we... and we've only worked in a small part of the Kimberley. Ballingarra, well, small by Australian standards. The Ballingarra lands are probably maybe a fifth, 20% of the Kimberley, and this style of paintings are in other areas as well. And I think the chances that we've just happened to luck on the oldest one and date that are very remote. So there's certainly older art out there. It's just a question of dating more examples of paintings from that period.
Mm-hmm. Damien, am I right in thinking that we think that the Kimberley was one of the earlier regions that Indigenous people occupied when they came to Australia, and that might therefore hold the oldest rock art?
Yes, that's certainly true. So there's sort of two main theories, and they sort of talk about a northern route and a southern route, and one of them is the Kimberley, and the other one, of course, is more toward Arnhem Land. But the intriguing thing, of course, is that we always think that the coastline is where we know it to be today, but back then, of course, the coastline wasn't there. It was a lot closer to Timor. So depending on exactly when we're talking about in the last 60 years, but it was always lower than it was today. So it could very well be that the very oldest art is, 50 metres, 100 metres underwater, and that would make it very hard to locate and date.
It would indeed. I also wonder, when you took the wasp's nests off the picture, did that have the effect of preserving in a better condition the painting that was under that wasp's nest?
That's some of the traditional owners that we work with made exactly that comment. You know, they said, "Oh, you're cleaning it up," but it's a dangerous. Although we do have to take some samples from underneath the paint. So there, we actually are removing pigment, and the traditional owners we went through that in quite some detail to explain why that was, if we weren't allowed to do that, then we would only be able to tell you that the paintings are older than 17,000 years. We wouldn't be able to tell you that it's younger than seven. You know, this particular painting was also younger than 17,500. So it's a vital part of it. But just so that to give people a feel for the size of these samples, because I guess you know people could, they're tiny. So our average sample size is 250 milligrams. So if you had 16 of those typical samples, you'd fit them into a teaspoon. So they're quite small. But sometimes some of the samples are underneath pigment.
And I want us to have a listen to Ian Wayner, who's a traditional owner, a Queenie man in the Kimberley region. He spoke to the ABC's Erin Park in Broome about working with the scientists and about the cultural significance of these paintings.
Aboriginal people, they love to paint. If I'm walking and I find a painting, I would know, like, oh, it tells me that our food source. It'll sometimes tell me that if there's bad spirit or good spirit, and tells me that, you know, there's a burial site, ceremony, ground, you know, like, and all these things. And it tells you what's in that country. And the painting is just like a diary. We will, like, know what is what. I am pretty quite sure the kangaroo is more older, like very, very, very old. At first, when I first worked with them, I wasn't quite sure. You know, I was saying, oh, you can't do this. And I didn't understand what they was doing. I thought they was going to, like, take the whole painting away, you know. But when you come to understand science, all I can say, life is full of science. The other people, like Cooney people, and that really wants to know. Now you have Winnable Gumba. They want to know about, like, how old is the painting there, too. At the other side, from my mom country, they pretty much want to find out, like, how old is the painting now, because they have no idea. We pretty much open their eyes up.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing, too, because we step forward, see? Like, not actually, like, living in the past. It's working with scientists to actually find out, like, how old.
So that is Ian Wayner. Dr. Damien Finch from the University is our guest, the University of Melbourne, along with Dr. Joe Milton from the Science Media Centre. So, Damien, you spent quite a bit of time working with Ian, didn't you?
Yes, Ian's been on most of our field trips. Sometimes we do some very small ones, and like the wet season trip, so there's only four of us. But Ian's come on those as well. So, yes, we've been going out into the field together now. We couldn't go out last year, of course, but, 2015 to 2019 so far. And we're looking forward to catching up with him again.
So, Joe, tell us a bit more about partnerships like these, because these comments from Ian about how science is helping the local community itself know exactly how old these paintings are, how important is it for scientists and Indigenous communities to get the opportunity to work together? And if they do, are we sitting on a real treasure trove of potential knowledge here?
I think it's incredibly important, not just because research into these kind of things should not be taking place without some kind of input from Indigenous Australians, because it's their culture, it's their history. Now, of course, we are seeing most scientists who are working on these kind of issues now, everything is done in conjunction with local Indigenous Australians. And yeah, it's really important that, the scientist teams work together with the local Indigenous communities.
Damien, what can the artwork tell us about the lives of the people at the time?
Yeah, it's just so far into the distant past, isn't it? It's hard to, it's impossible to say what was in their mind when they painted it. But I think the fact that they're painting animals like kangaroos, but a whole range of animals. I've seen some magnificent paintings of echidnas and goannas and fish. But they're also painting food, like plants, like yams in particular, which is a food source, known food source today. So it seemed at that time that there was a focus on things that you would see in their environment. But I've always thought, well, it takes a fair bit of effort to go and find the ochre and grind it up and get the water and all that, and to actually make the painting. You know, it's quite a bit of time involved. So I don't think you're doing it just as we would take a photograph today. It's more like a painting as we understand it, some sort of interpretation. We don't know what that is, but but it required effort, and so there was some reason why people chose to do that. We just don't know what that is, I'm afraid.
Joe, how does this rock art and this date of 17,000 years plus fit in with the oldest known art in the world? Is it among the oldest, or is it more of an artistic spring chicken?
We do know of, Damien, you'll have to correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I think we know of some art in Southeast Asia that's around 40,000 years old.
Right, wow.
Yes, the curious thing is it's a painting in a similar style. I mean, they're painting sort of a pig, a thing that looks like a pig. But we see the similar sort of naturalistic style of people drawing animals in southern France and northern Spain. And in those regions, they've dated quite a few because they've got some very, very deep caves, and it's on limestone. So they can use this other dating technique that I mentioned before, where they're effectively dating speleothems, things that grow over and under them. So they've dated a range of paintings in that style, and it seems to span sort of from, 12,000 to say 35,000 years old. So quite a long span of dates. And
So Damien, you've been working on this project for 5 years. What's next? Are there more paintings to date in the Kimberley region?
Yes, because we've only worked in one area in particular, we really need to see if the art in other areas is the same, and we need to get some more dates on paintings in this style. What we're really trying to do here is to date the five main artistic styles in the Kimberley, and the ones that we're talking about now happen to be the oldest, and that's why it's so exciting. Last year we published some dates on the second oldest period of Kimberley rock art, but we will work our way through to pretty much the present. The most recent one is called the Wanganui period, which people are often familiar with because there's representations of Wanganas at the Sydney Olympics and all that. You know, it's that elaborate sort of headdress figure without the mouth. So there's a whole style, a whole range, and we need to be much more confident than we are now with just sort of 27 radiocarbon dates on 16 different paintings. We'll need 5 times, 10 times that number to really narrow down the period to be able to say with confidence, yes, people painted in that style between here and here. You know, there's quite a bit of work to go.
So just remind me of the dates of the other paintings that were nearby to the kangaroo. Were they much younger?
Yes. We had a similar sort of number of wasp nests and paintings, and all the results, when you take them together, the pattern of all those dates suggests that paintings in that Guiyang style, what used to be called Bradshaw's, people may know it by that old name, but paintings in that style were painted about 12,000 years ago. So here, our estimate for the paintings that we've been talking about, the naturalistic style, the kangaroo and similar things, we're saying that they are painted somewhere between 13,000 and 17,000. And we've been talking about the oldest one in that sequence that we've dated. But there's a range of ages. So 17,000 to 13,000 for the oldest period of Kimberley rock art. And it looks from our initial data that we published last year, around about 12,000 for the Guiyang figures.
Well, fascinating to talk to you. Good luck with the rest of your project. May there be many wasps' nests for you to use. Damien Finch, thanks so much for being our guest tonight on Nightlife.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Dr. Damien Finch from the University of Melbourne. Also, thank you to Dr. Joe Milton from the Science Media Centre for bringing us this story. Thank you very much, Joe.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.